When you let God make a difference in you, then the overflow of your life begins to be the difference that you make in somebody else's life.
Just how can you make a positive difference for Jesus Christ? Well, Pastor Greg Mott has thought a lot about that throughout his years of ministry. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas from Making Your Life Count, and Greg shares what he has discovered.
We all want to have purpose. We all want to have impact. We want to make a difference, but the first difference has to be made in you. Being a difference maker is not just doing nice things for people and just trying to be sweet. Being a difference maker is that you've placed your trust and your faith in Jesus Christ, that he died for you, he paid for your sins on the cross, he rose again to assure you of heaven, and that Jesus is your Savior.
And because of the difference Jesus Christ has made in your life, you in turn can be used by him to also make a difference as you share him with others.
So now, because of the depth of the difference I have in me, I can make a difference in somebody else. The love of Christ in me gives me great security, so I can step out and securely love someone else. If you're not secure, and I would say secure in who Jesus says you are and what Jesus has done, then the rest is just manipulation. You're just trying to do it for men's eyes. It may be sweet, it may be kind, maybe sincere, but it's only going to last until you're inconvenienced. But when you let God make a difference in you, then the overflow of your life begins to be the difference that you make in somebody else's life. My mission statement is my call is to follow Christ. Ministry is an overflow of my walk. So I'm going to follow Jesus. And then ministry or difference making, that's an overflow of my walk.
So let God's love and grace overflow from your life into the lives of others. God can use you to make a difference as you share him with the people you meet.